You might think those ads showing the terrible conditions for caged chickens are driving more of us to buy free-range eggs. But an Adelaide University study has found that shoppers bought ethical eggs because they believe they're more nutritious and safer to eat, not necessarily because of the chickens' welfare, as Caroline Winter reports.
Happy chickens lay tastier eggs. That's the finding of new research into consumers' considerations when they buy free-range or cage-free eggs.
When we ask them why, a lot of participants said, well, it's because they taste better, or they have better colour, or I think they're healthier, they're more nutritious, or they're just naturally better.
Dr. Heather Bray is from Adelaide University's School of Humanities. She's lead author on a new study unpacking the reasons consumers want to buy ethically produced eggs. By conducting interviews at shopping centres and through focus groups, the researchers looked specifically at consumers' motivations for buying particular ethical products. And Dr. Bray says the results were surprising.
The kind of answers we expected were, oh, I don't like this production system, so I'm trying to make things change, or I really worry about the welfare of the hens. But it seemed to be that there was also this personal benefit from buying products with these welfare claims, and that was really interesting to us.
Researchers had thought the chickens' welfare would be the first reason many would buy free-range eggs, which come at a premium price. But Dr. Bray says it shows consumers think about animal welfare in a much broader context.
Consumers are being encouraged to think about other people and other things and the environment and animals when they make their choices. But a big part of consumer behaviour, and certainly the things that marketing and advertising, the things that we're exposed to, are very much encouraging us to think about ourselves. So it's this interesting playoff between personal benefit and the other that's a real challenge for ethical consumption more broadly, I think.
With consumers' growing interest in food and food production, Dr. Bray says the research could be useful in food management going forward.
If we have a shared understanding of what welfare is and why it's meaningful to people, then we can start to actually have a bigger conversation about how are we going to produce enough safe, affordable, nutritious food that's produced sustainably and humanely now and into the future.
Dion Anderi is Managing Director of Day's Eggs. He's the largest egg producer in South Australia and supplies non-cage, free-range and caged eggs.
A happier chicken lays more eggs. Tastier eggs will all depend on what the chicken eats. There's two types of eggs. There's good eggs and there's bad eggs. And really, freshness is paramount. So there's not much taste difference and there's not much difference in quality unless the egg's not fresh or it's been mishandled.
He says many consumers' buying habits in the egg market are based on perception, but believes there's a misconception about what true animal welfare is.
We find that when people actually understand how well our production systems are managed and how well the hens are kept, that they also understand that they're getting the maximum benefit out of the product as well. A chicken just running around in a field doesn't necessarily mean it's in a better state than any other chicken, but true animal welfare is about keeping your birds protected, keeping them free from disease, keeping them cool in summer, keeping them warm and dry in winter. Those are the sort of things that get maximum benefit for the bird and obviously translate into true and honest animal welfare outcomes.
That's South Australian egg producer Dion Anderi, ending Caroline Winter's report.